only know that one song know that this is a special band. I think everybody in the world knows that song. I think they recently discovered a tribe in Papua New Guinea, Chad Ferdinand. But they've heard it now and they like it, and just know what that stuff like versions means. I know it's going to be special because I was actually here a little bit earlier listening to the rehearsal. I have to say, and I think I'm not allowed to say what's actually on the set list tonight, but there were one or two tracks that I'd never ever heard played live. And I said to Gary, I've never heard that played live, that was wonderful. He said, we've never done it as a band before. Tell me, this. I promise you, that is going to be a real, real treat. It's going to be absolutely amazing. I just want to interrupt myself at the moment. I have to it's the worm in the tree, isn't it, Gary? I have to interrupt myself at the moment, and I'm under strict instructions from my sister to say that Gary is gorgeous. I'm not going to hold you up very long because you want to listen to music and so do I. But I just want to tell you how much I've always loved this band. I can remember the first Christmas, 1967. I've been waiting and waiting and waiting for this bloody album to come out, 6 months after the single. And I think it was every single aunt and grandmother I had, it was on my Christmas list. So I had to be absolutely certain that somebody was going to give it to me. And luckily one did, and then that was the whole sort of Christmas taken care of, listening to this album over and over and over again. The interesting thing about Wider Shape of Pale was the first time you heard it, you assumed it was that these guys were from Detroit. And then you hear Good Captain Clack, and you know that, no, it's what else is there? She wandered through the garden fence, later rewritten by Paul McCartney. She wandered, she came through the bathroom window. What's quite extraordinary is that, you know, that they reformed again recently. They put out an album, first album for I don't know how many decades, and there's one track on it that is, I think, is one of the three best tracks they ever made, Holding On. I don't think they are playing tonight, but I want to solicit your help here, which is we will throw the band to the ground and kneel on their windpipes until they play that song. I'm not going to hold you up anymore, ladies and gentlemen. I just want to introduce you to the band, to Procol Harum, and to its great leader, musical director, gentleman scholar, and Rear Admiral Gary Brooker. Thank you. he's introducing. Join us on the organ. You've been there all the time, huh? I'm going to try and start on a nod. Alright? So, look, I'll see you
I was dead scared when I was watching the summer film. I couldn't watch too much because my voice keeps on disappearing out of the monitors. It's really weird. But there's too many friendly faces on there. Very hard to take. One eye with no more. Anyway, what was I saying? I was very worried that Bounce on that video might have had every song that we were going to play tonight. A terrible, horrible coincidence, but I think Fred Ryan's been bogged by anything. It wasn't coincidence, it's the purpose. Because that little cat ended up being beyond the street. I'm not going to do that again out there.
Thank you.
young man, isn't he? Who needs it? No, seriously. Happy man. He came all the way from Australia, Chris. Since, he hasn't stopped talking, but we love him. In fact, I think we should dedicate this to song to us. He's followed my fancy. She's not a leader. All the songs we ever had, this is probably the most horrible. Definitely the most horrible. No sense whatsoever. Yeah, we were in that time.
Strangers in space,
passing through time.
Dreams are a dream. I dream.
if anybody's got any requests, then we've got a little box out just outside the front door. Small box with a little piece back out the top. And there's a blue paper inside of it, pencil. You can write them on that and we can do them later.
Yourself and see.
Please welcome to Red Hill and Fogel Heim. I think we've seen you play in England before, if you've seen so certainly America. Mm-hmm. On the drums, young man from Aston.
Hey!
Back here, Glenn Gore.
Too much wine last night.
30th birthday today. I think 30 years ago this was in the charts, so I believe.
Thank you. Thank you.
been over in Florida, and he just came in, flew in, his arms are very tired as well. And flew in, he came in on train. Very nice, he came here just the same as lots of other people who came from my way. We talked about Surrey here, I'm talking about the other side of Surrey. On the other end. Long looking way. I set out walking last week. I signed so many autographs. There's some Reigate there. Nice people there. What should we do now? Any other question? Nothing over 3 minutes long this time.
Robert Silk.
Silk up in you, on our dream with journey to. Thank you. say something to somebody for a minute. I've left something in the dressing room and I didn't want to get it. It was a telegram. Did somebody say something to you? Dave will tell us a joke. Or two, just find out he's good about. Right, it's left to me. I'm sorry, I can't tell you exactly what Prop Hara means. I'm going to tell you a joke. Guy goes up to heaven, knocks at the door. Peter comes to the door. What can I do for you? He says, I want to come in. He says, well, what do you do? He says, I'm a carpenter. He says, all right, I'll come in. Goes in a few minutes later, another knock at the door. Peter comes to the door. What can I do for you? I'd like to come in. He says, well, what do you do? He says, I'm a fisherman. He says, oh, I'm coming. And for a while, another knock at the door. Hello, how can I help you? So I'd like to come in. He says, what are you doing? He says, I'm with the band. He says, oh, well, you can't park here, mate. You have to go around the corner.
He fell off of the stool and shot into a pot of molten lead where some people were redoing his window frames in New York City. And at this very moment, he's actually still stuck in his fire because his phones weren't working. And they found him like that with his pot of lead around his foot. I don't know if one Virgin Atlantic, British Airways tried to pay him to come on. Just a few lines to all my friends at the Big Bash, not forgetting those who are missing in action. I put a lot of my life into Brokenheart, as we all do. And so it feels very good to know that the music is still being listened to in the spirit in which it was made. Here are a few lines to honour the occasion. So this is the music one, don't we? A few lines, he says. When you listen back, there's blood on those tracks. And if you look between the lines, who knows what? I'd like to play this for some friends, the ones that watch us from above, we love. Captain.
Said, I wish to know the meaning of life, Father.
I smiled and said, "What am I, son? Life is like a bee story, isn't it?"
They say that Jesus healed the sick and helped the poor, and those unsure believed his eyes, a strange disguise. Still, write it down, it might be read. Nothing is better left unsaid. Only sometimes, still no doubt, it's hard to see.
Some say that I'm a wise man. Some think that I'm a fool. It doesn't matter either way. I'll be a wise man's fool. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Gary Brooker.